plate a potential nugget.
Okay, and when did this quest for the Olympics start?
Oh, I think that was the habit of doing a job properly with full dedication and reaching the 100% mark. Because that is what we have been taught, that a real person, a real hero is when you can do the task that you have undertaken to best of your capacity and to the highest level of performance. So I guess when I turned a biker, I created a world record. When I became a rallyist and a car driver, I created a world record. When I became a swimmer, I created a world record. So if I had become a sportswoman and an athlete, a thrower, I could not let my journey end without reaching the topmost sports arena and winning there. It's just a pursuit of excellence and excelling over excellence. I think that is what was the main reason, maybe.
And how do you pick? I'm also curious about the sport people pick to excel. So of the various things, whether it's swimming or let's say short put, how did you zero in on short put as the sport that you will compete in at the Olympics?
You'll be surprised, beggars can't be choosers. If I had to be at London Paralympics in 2012, for which I was training, I had to be a javelin thrower because that was the only event in my disability category in that particular year. Unfortunately, I could not make it to London Paralympics. But since I was practicing it, I created an Asian record, which I still hold, in javelin throw. I became Asia ranking one and I picked up an Asian medal in 2014 in javelin, becoming world number two in my category. And I was very, very sure that's going to be javelin hereafter. But to my horror and my surprise, in 2015, when the event list for Rio Paralympics came out, the only event I had in my category was shot put. And again, you'll be surprised to know that the only event in my category in 2020 in Japan, Tokyo, is going to be discus. So we don't choose. The only thing we choose is, do we want to be at that level playing in this particular competition? If you want to do that, you have to learn the skill. And that has been the key. I have always been willing to learn. I always say that even today when I go to the grounds, I go there to learn, to train. In spite of having 68 national golds and 21 international medals, including the ones from Asian Games, Paralympics, World Championships, Commonwealth, I still say that I'm going to learn.
Three things struck me here. First, it was fascinating to hear Deepa talk about doing whatever she was doing to the best of her ability. Excellence often begins with the simplest of things that one undertakes and is a mindset with which we go about doing what we do. Second is the point she makes about accepting what's beyond one's control. In sports, we often are used to training for a particular sport. It was eye-opening to hear from her that you actually get to know what is the sport in your category for the next Olympics, and then you start training for it. And I really liked what she said here. It's not about whether you want to play that sport. It's whether you want to compete at the Olympics. That's the question you ask yourself. The third takeaway is the point she makes about a learning mindset when she goes to the ground. In the world we live in, it's very easy to plateau once one reaches a certain level. The CEOs and other leaders that keep rising are the ones that are open to input, seek feedback proactively, work on themselves, and have a learning mindset as they go through their journeys. Thank you for listening. For more, please visit playtopotential.com. You might find the curated playlist section on the website relevant, as I've tried to break things down into nuggets by theme. It might help you to get to the content that you might find relevant efficiently. If you find the content purposeful, please take a moment, rate and review on iTunes. It will help others benefit from this content.